Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Over the last 2 weeks, several reports have been published showing the extent to which our government, our leadership, is out of touch with reality. Let me give you a few comments from the Financial Times, the way how they worded it, dated July 28. It has this to say: his recent attempts, talking about President Obama appearing on talk shows, to comment or to connect with the public have simply served to underscore the extent to which the shine has come off Mr. Obama's halo. His first Oval Office address, made during the height of the BP oil spill, fell flat, offering no new plans to deal with the disaster. He urged Americans to holiday in Florida and then promptly took his family to Maine. The public image of the president is now of someone who strikes long after the iron has cooled and who is out of touch with the grim reality on the ground. The president's advisors are mistaken if they think that flattering media appearances designed to remind the public why they first fell for Mr. Obama will lead to a bounce in the polls with a knockoff effect in November. This is by far not the only paper which voices such opinion. Turning our attention to the health care laws, or Obamacare, here's an article by the Associated Press, dated August 4, saying, about 71% of Missouri voters backed a ballot measure, Proposition C, that would prohibit the government from requiring people to have health insurance or from penalizing them for not having it. The Missouri law conflicts with the federal requirement that most people have health insurance or face penalties starting in 2014. It goes on to say Tuesday's vote was seen as largely symbolic because federal law generally trumps state law, but it was also seen as a sign of growing voter disillusionment with federal policies and, of course, with Washington. Bloomberg added the following on August 1. One of the more illuminating remarks during the health care debate in Congress came from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, telling an audience that Democrats would pass the bill so you can find out what is in it, away from the fog of controversy. The article goes on to say, it's a terrifying road map that shows Democrats have launched America on the most reckless policy experiment in its history, the economic equivalent of the Bay of Pigs invasion. And then it says, for all this supposed reform, you, the American taxpayer, can expect a bill to the tune of $569 billion. What about the oil spill? Is our government out of touch with reality when it comes to the oil spill? Well, according to a British paper, the Daily Mail, from August 5, it is. This is what they had to say. After months of finger wagging at BP, the White House has admitted the Gulf of Mexico oil spill isn't causing the environmental devastation it first feared. In a humiliating climb down, the Obama administration conceded the vast majority of the oil that gushed into the ocean from the ruptured well has already gone. The extraordinary change of tune came after government scientists concluded, much to President Obama's embarrassment, that three-quarters of the leaked oil has evaporated, dispersed, been burned off, or been contained. The findings raise serious questions over the American government's turret attacks on BP, but not so fast. Maybe the Obama administration's report is what manifests again the administration's being out of touch with reality, because he has an USA Today article which has this to say, published on August 5. Scientists are questioning an Obama administration report. It goes on to say that the St. Petersburg Times from Florida reported, several experts pointed out that the report estimates that a quarter of the oil is still floating in the Gulf or contaminating beaches and marshes, while another quarter was dispersed either with chemicals or naturally. In other words, half of it, or about 2.5 million barrels, is still unaccounted for. Afghanistan is another example where our administration is out of touch with reality. On August 4, USA Today published an editorial by Ronald Goldfarb, who is a Washington, D.C. attorney who served in the Kennedy Justice Department and who also supported Mr. Obama. He had this to say: newly elected presidents, especially Democrats, fear being portrayed as weak and thus get rolled by the military into fighting unnecessary wars. John Kennedy learned the lesson fast after our fiasco in Cuba. Lyndon Johnson lost his presidency over his capitulation to military advisors. Obama has allowed himself to be talked into making the protracted Afghan war his. In doing so, he has repeated LBJ's critical mistake. Last year, the perceptive critic Gary Willis urged Obama to be a one-time president rather than prolonging an unwinnable war. And by the way, according to a most recent poll, less than 40% of the Americans now support an ongoing war in Afghanistan. What about Michelle Obama's vacationing in Spain? Could that be in any way a testimony of being out of touch with reality? According to the Daily Mail, dated August 6, it is. That is what they said. Michelle Obama today faced a fresh wave of attacks over her lavish break in Spain with 40 friends, which has cost U.S. taxpayers tens of thousands of pounds. The taxpayer will have to pick up the tab for the First Lady's 68-strong security detail, her personal staff, and the use of Presidential Jet Air Force Two. The cost of accommodating the Secret Service teams run around £60,000. The use of Air Force Two comes in at about £92,000. This doesn't even include the time on the ground. And then this article goes on to say that yesterday, New York Daily News columnist and blogger Andrea Tenteros accused the Obamas of hypocrisy for preaching the values of sacrifice and austerity to Americans while seemingly refusing to heed their own advice. But my friends, being out of touch with reality isn't something which is just limited to politicians, to leaders, to governmental officials. It's something which mankind has been at for many, many, many years. About 2,000 or so years ago, Jesus Christ came to this earth. And notice what the Apostle John said about what happened at that time in the first chapter, and I'm reading from the New International Version. He gave the light to men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. And this lack of perception, this lack of understanding reality, has been haunting mankind throughout their existence. But my friend, the good news is that the time will come when mankind will finally grasp reality. Today, most people do not understand what the real values are, how we can have prosperity, how we can have peace. But the time will come when Jesus Christ returns in a few years from now, when this world will be ruled in righteousness, and then we will have peace and prosperity. Let me read to you from Isaiah chapter 2 in the Living Bible's version. It says, in the last days, Jerusalem and the temple of the Lord will become the world's greatest attraction, and people from many lands will flow there to worship the Lord. Come, everyone will say, let us go up the mountain of the Lord to the temple of the God of Israel. There he will teach us his laws, and we will obey them. For in those days the world will be ruled from Jerusalem. The Lord will settle international disputes. All the nations will convert their weapons of war into implements of peace. Then, at the last, all wars will stop and all military training will end. O Israel, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord and be obedient to his laws. Then mankind will be taught to embrace reality. In a very few years from now, we will see that this world will be ruled in righteousness, not by politicians, not by governmental leaders who are embracing wrong concepts, wrong values, but by Jesus Christ himself. That, my friends, is the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of God, which must be proclaimed today. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.